Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. A Fairbanks man is dead following a hatchet attack at a local bar. Fairbanks police report that 54-year-old Mark Allen Mitchell died this morning following the attack last night at Club Manchu. Police spokeswoman Yumi McCulloch says it's unclear what motivated the suspect, 49-year-old Brett Matthew Gilbert.
The initial investigation and video surveillance showed that without any warning or provocation inside the Club Manchu, the suspect struck the victim in the side of the neck, and he fell to the floor. The suspect continued to strike him several times in the face and neck with a hatchet.
McCulloch says the attack was halted by another person, and Gilbert fled the bar. He was later taken into custody without incident at his home and is charged with first-degree murder. She says it's unclear if there's any connection between Gilbert and Mitchell, as well as if drugs or alcohol played a role in the attack. It's the seventh murder in the city so far this year. Since record-keeping began in 1973, winter discharge from the Tanana River in interior Alaska has increased about 25%, but the extra water source was unknown until now. A study published this month in Geophysical Research Letters links summer snow and ice melt to increased winter discharge on the Tanana. Scientists studied the flow of a glacial-fed headwater stream that first drains into the Delta River and then the Tanana. They determined the aquifer fills in the summer, then discharges throughout winter, affecting adjacent waterways. The paper's lead author, Anna Liljedahl, is a researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks' Water and Environmental Research Center. She says the increased winter discharge or runoff has implications for ice cover, river travel, permafrost degradation, private wells, wildlife management, growth of sea ice, and nutrient exports. Runoff is quantified by calculating how deep all the water that runs through a river would be if spread evenly across the entire drainage. The Tanana's annual runoff is 13.5 inches for the 20,463 square mile drainage. In winter, the average runoff drops to 0.78 inches. Changes in aquifer levels fluctuated as much as 33 feet between winter and summer, as measured in a private Delta Junction well. It's a fluctuation that could have expensive consequences for people drilling new wells. Liljedahl was surprised not just by large fluctuations in the water table, but also the water's year-round temperature of 42 degrees Fahrenheit. She said that's a lot of heat that can thaw permafrost and melt river ice. Melted river ice is a specialty of Chas Jones, who holds a doctorate in hydrology from UAF. Before Liljedahl's research, Jones went out to find out firsthand from area residents about changing ice conditions. Jones said the changes appeared to have been the most pronounced in the previous two decades. Although winter discharge has been increasing and will likely do so for years to come, if glaciers continue to shrink, eventually their contributions to streams and rivers will too. State lawmakers who voted to pass the capital budget last week say it will help the economy, but the effect will be far less than it was just a few years ago. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
When oil prices fell in 2014, so did the amount of money available for Alaska to repair and expand roads and other infrastructure. The state spent more than $2 billion on the capital budget in 2013. The new budget includes less than a tenth of that. Sarah LaFave handles contracts for Fairbanks company Exclusive Paving. She notes the state has stopped funding its own construction projects. Now most of the capital budget comes from federal spending.
Once upon a time, the state was able to do state-funded transportation and infrastructure projects. So that would include not just highways, but airports and that type of thing. Those state-funded projects are done.
The Institute of Social and Economic Research projects overall construction spending will be down $700 million this year. Most of the decline is from the private sector. According to the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development, there's been a 1/6 drop in construction jobs over the past 3 years. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.